is it just me or is it getting hotter around here? The temperatures in your town, Caloundra, Heathcote, Mareeba, evening to you all. Are they on the rise? How would you know? Well, thanks to some designers from the Australian National University, there is a handy website that you can go to, check your town, see how it's faring against its long-term temperature average. It is a device, a site called Climate Coaster. I say device because, yes, there was a beer-related story behind the name, which Dr. Jeff Hinchcliffe will now relate. Jeff, welcome.
Yes, many good stories start with a beer coaster.
Well, there you were in the pub one afternoon, and inspiration struck.
Yeah, this website started its life as a coaster, and it still has a life as a coaster, actually. We began a conversation with the ANU Climate Change Institute back in late 2017 and decided to make a little coaster for their upcoming State of the Climate address, which was to be in March 2018. Mm-hmm. And we did this really just to make a novel data visualization of the year that was in Canberra. So we made this rather interesting looking graph and rendered it as a beer coaster, laser cut it in bamboo ply and gave it to the attendees of that event, and they were really taken with it.
Well, it's a clever visualization. I mean, it works out of a circle. It takes the 12 months of temperature data and it ripples out from that outline, that circumference of the circle into the little peaks where those temperatures pop above that long-term average. Very clever.
Yeah, no, I mean, it wasn't initially intentionally designed in that way because we were dealing with so many cases, particularly in the monthly, where it exceeds the average, you know. So it's a form that's designed for the data, that particular data.
Well, and that data has grown now out of Canberra and the site, the website that looks Climate Coaster is the name of the site. Look that up. That lets you point to a town anywhere around the continent pretty much and get that same effect.
Yeah, so we're using data that's provided by the Bureau of Meteorology for this kind of thing. It's, you know, longitudinal weather data for Australia. And so it draws on 112 different locations where the BOM have that sort of long-term data and they can provide it to us free. And yeah, so it lets people choose a different town, see a 27-year time span for that town, so going back to 1991, and then also observe, I guess, changes across the nation. There's a map there that lets you see how towns are responding, so you can just see with a coloured dot, you know, from blue, which represents a very cool year, to red, which is a very hot year. So, yeah, so it works at a local and a national level.
Spoiler alert, what's the general picture?
Well, I mean, I'm not a meteorologist. I'm a designer who really likes working with data. So I can observe what probably everyone else can see as well, which is that, most of the East Coast, you know, particularly inland of the East Coast, is really suffering at the moment. You can just see a lot of red towns there. So I'm looking at Charleville here, and it's 2.6 degrees over its long-term average for the year. Mm. It has months, you know. February was 4.4 degrees over, January 3.3. So this is a trend that's not unique to that town and in that region. Canberra's on the periphery of it and it's really responding in a very similar way.
Canberra's on the periphery of so much.
Yes.
Sorry. I mean, it is an interesting thing as you look at the map of the country broadly and look at the colours that you've discussed, you know, from reds down to blues. There seems to be a bit of a band that is doing worse than other parts of Australia.
And it's really evident. On the site, you can play out that 27-year time span. So you can hit play and it'll play it back to you. And so you can see it really is a recent change. You know, back in the 90s, there was barely a red dot to be seen on this map. And it's predominantly red at the moment. So definitely something is afoot. And I guess the benefit of it being on the web now, the Climate Coaster in its initial form was physical. You know, that was its novelty. People could touch it, they smell it. It was laser cut, so it sort of smelt interesting. And you know, they were really happy with that tangible form. The web lets you investigate the data, you know, look across different sites, look at different years and observe that change over time, which
and find your
really
spot
compelling.
Importantly, which is a great thing. Tell us the address.
So it's Gravitron, Gravitron, climatecoaster.com.au, and you'll find a link to it there.
Beautiful. So Climate Coaster is what you're looking for. Go to graviton.com.au. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Jeff Hinchcliffe, he's from the ANU School of Design, and yes, the people behind the Climate Coaster.